Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, and I'm a little worried about this pod because I feel like the gold that you were just spinning before we started recording, I don't know how you can match it. I mean, you were just dropping dimes of wisdom just now, Jack.
And I got more wisdom for you.
I hope so, because that was pretty impressive stuff. Yeah. You know, Mike goes on, I worry you're, you know.
Well, here's my new, here's my piece of wisdom to open the podcast,
okay? Can't wait.
Get a fifth starter!
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, holy
cow! That's the best one yet, you're right, yes.
It's just like, what are we doing? Dylan Covey? I would have rather had Britton Covey, frankly. Like, I would have rather had Britton Covey start that game. It's just like...
That was infuriating.
It's just, it was the most... It was like, it was the fastest I was like, oh, game's over.
Game's over.
Like, usually...
Done.
Like, oh, I could see them coming back in this game, mm-hmm. whatever. It was just atrocious. And they are in a really tough spot. Because essentially, pitching Covey every fifth day is just punting a game. It's a scheduled loss.
Yeah.
So they can't do that. They'll probably bring up Chris Sanchez. Awesome.
Great.
I mean, we kind of know what Chris Sanchez is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a month and a half until the trade deadline. 2 months?
2 months.
2 months until the trade deadline.
Essentially 2 months. Like, exactly 2 months.
Now, theoretically, you can start making trades in a month.
Yeah, you would hope.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Jay Bruce trade was early June. So
it was earlier, yeah.
And it was like, wow, that's what are the Mariners doing? And it's just like, Andrew Painter's probably not going to be ready until August 1st. I think Gelb wrote that yesterday.
Is that the date?
So, fun. I'm begging you. Just give Griff a shot. Just give Griff a shot. He's not ready. The command is going to be a little bit wild, but like, at least give me a modicum of hope that he can go and just give me 4-5 innings and just see what we got. Just see what we got.
Well, I mean, the numbers are pretty wild. I mean, what, Fulter was 0-7. I think they were like 1-8 in his start, something like that. I mean, obviously, lose the Covey start. They've lost the opener starts. I mean, like, literally, if you just take the fifth starter spot in the rotation and you give them wins in half the games, they're like 3 games over .500. And we're not freaking out right now. We're feeling so much better about this team. Like, you really can. And there are all kinds of issues we've talked about. There's many reasons they've lost games and stuff. But if you want to simplify it down and make it very simplistic, like, they have lost because they haven't had a fifth starter. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And it just, like, on one hand, obviously, hindsight being 2020, you're like, why didn't they get more starters in here?
Oh, yeah, sure, get more starters.
But at the same time, I mean, heading into the year, now you could have said that it was a mistake to put the expectations on Painter that they did.
He's rookie. He's 19.
He's 19. So, yeah, they did sign Taiwan Walker. Ranger, they weren't anticipating having an arm injury.
And look, Billy Fulter was okay last year. Like, not great, not whatever, but at least, like, there, you felt like for a fifth starter, you can get by with Bailey Falter. He's not going to submarine your season. Little did we know.
Little did we know. That like, and again, we said this on the radio Saturday, mm-hmm. is that, like, they can't just be normally bad. Like, they can't just, hey, the fifth starter's kind of a question mark.
Right?
Or the defense is just like, okay.
They have to be the worst ever.
They have to be the worst. They have to be. It's like it's written in the bylaws of the Philadelphia Phillies is that you have to be the worst at something. And like a couple years ago, center field production. This year it was, there's actually a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
On base percentage out of the leadoff spot, which I think is going up in the last couple games, but before the Braves series, their on base percentage from their 1-2 hitters was .271,
wow.
which was the fifth worst since 1961.
Yeah, that's like really, really, really bad.
Why do you have to be this way? And now I don't need the stats in front of me. Like they haven't won a start by a fifth starter. They haven't won a bullpen game in the fifth starter spot. They have the worst fifth starter problem in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's a.
I don't even need to look. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah, I mean, just assuming, right? Yeah. Because that's what we do is just assume that.
How does it get worse?
It's just like.
Maybe the A's, I guess.
Well,
they're 11-45, so I'm sure their fifth starters haven't been great either.
Well, technically, I think all their starters are fifth starters.
They have a -194 run differential. Like, it almost seems impossible. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, so.
At least we're not A's fans.
But yeah, it's just, there's certain things that you need for them to turn the corner here. Obviously, what Wheeler did over the weekend was a big sign.
It was the biggest thing that happened.
This weekend. I mean, I felt like they won a playoff game with when they won on Saturday. I was just giddy. You know, I was like, we're so. And then I looked ahead and I was like, oh, Dylan Gubby's on the mound.
Do I have to bleep that? You keep making me bleep stuff.
Oh, well, what did I say? Did I say the B word?
You just said the B word.
Yeah. It's too
easy.
Even
though it was like in the moment where they weren't, so you were saying you thought they were, but even still.
All right.
You said it.
My bad. My bad. I need to be better with my loose use of
yes, the of BA, words.
The BA word.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just like they can't stay in it with what they're doing at the fifth starter spot right now. And like Chris Sanchez can come up and he was good his last
start. Giving you some outings. He's fine.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Like whatever. I know he's not 100% there yet, and I get it. But, like, Griff at least has a chance. Like, he has a chance.
At least got stuff, yeah.
And if you want him to be a part of your rotation, it's important to me that in the next 2 months, they figure out what they have in Griff McGarry. I know he's coming back from injury, so, you know, it's not fair to put, like, real starter expectations on him. But he was up to 60 pitches in his last start. I would assume that means he can go 75 his next start. And then after 75 is 90. So, like, that's pretty much a starter workload in two starts up in mm-hmm. Reading. And I just think I think with 2 months until the deadline, really a month and a half, they can start making trades. You have to bank on a Wheeler turnaround, a Nola turnaround, Walker getting comfortable, and Ranger. Like, I think you have to bet on that stuff because if you don't, then you're like in dire straits.
Yeah.
But that fifth starter spot, if Griff can come up and give them a spark, then it becomes less of a need, and you don't have to panic and go out and trade the farm for whoever. Now, I think they will do that. I think they'll give up one of Abel or McGarry to go and get one of the starters on the market just because I think they view this as their window, and yep. It's a smart way to do it.
Absolutely.
All these guys are in their prime. They're all this is their window. This is the window. So whether you like it or not, because it's obviously it hurts to give up prospects. I'm a prospect hugger.
We know, buddy. Trust me.
You are not a prospect hugger.
No one. I'm ready to roll.
When do you become less of a prospect hugger? Like 35 years above,
yes,
and then you're like, why am I?
Once you start thinking about your own mortality, yeah, you're like, yeah, let's win now.
Why?
Let's win now.
Why am I putting my hopes and dreams on an 18-year-old in the draft?
Well, especially as a Phillies fan, where it's like, you know, I mean, take him when you can get him, buddy.
I know. So like, it's such a crucial point for the franchise, and I think they realize that. That, yes, in an ideal world, McGarry and Abel both come up and are great. And you have your future. But I think that they want to go and get like a established stud, and have the rotation, whether Nola walks or not, of Wheeler, guy you trade for, Nola, Ranger, Taiwan,
Painter eventually.
And it's like that's pretty damn good, coupled with the offense that they have on paper. And the bullpen that they have on paper. So they have to stay in it though. Like because we talked again, full disclaimer, never said they should sell. Even though I still got tweets yesterday saying,
yeah,
I can't believe you said that.
I know. That was your mistake. You're like, have you thought about maybe trading Nola?
Well, it is something that if they fall out of it to consider. The problem is third wild card, they're going to be there, and it's not even really.
I mean, they're only 2.5 out now, and you know they've played
mediocre baseball. But aren't they also
2.5?
Aren't they 2.5 from like the bottom of the National League?
Yeah, dude, it's like all these teams are within like 6 games of the wild card or something. It's nuts. And then you look at the American League East, where the Blue Jays are in last place in the division. And are 2 games above 500.
And they're talking about firing the manager.
They're 2 games above 500, and they're in last place in their division.
And that'd be 2 straight years they fire the manager.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, that would be wild.
Seems like a problem.
That's
So, like, I just, you know,
But it does fly in the face of your can't just fire the manager every year thing to get them going.
I know.
Hey,
I
maybe know. The team's going to try it.
They might try it. They might. It would also throw a fly in the ointment.
Look at you.
Of managers don't matter.
Yeah,
like, managers
right.
matter
you're
so
right.
little.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be a really fascinating 2 months. Obviously, they got to stay in it. I think they will. Like, I think they are playing better baseball. We would have signed up for a split in Atlanta no matter what.
We did. We sat on the pod.
Once they won on Saturday, there's no way they're winning on
we
Sunday.
We were very sure they were.
There's no
yes.
shot.
Yes.
There was no shot. The Mets series looms here.
It looms.
And I'm just putting it out there. A little worried about the National Series.
Just as like
the
Nationals
are, they're pesky.
They are pesky.
They are this year. Maybe it's because Franzen's in the booth.
That's probably why.
He added,
yeah,
like
logical.
The friskiness.
Yes,
to them.
That's why they take their cues from the TV.
Yeah, that's a smart way to go about it. Yeah. I like to think that the Phillies take their cues from two podcasts. Though.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If only they did.
MWIP.
You know? Yeah.
No, but they have like a bunch of like random guys. I mean, Candelario's been on fire, and
Lane Thomas has been crushing.
I love
it.
Lane Thomas.
He's been awesome for them.
Dom Smith is
yeah,
is a Philly
your
killer.
Guy, Joey.
Oh, Manessas, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, who one podcast host somehow got right that he was going to be the Max Muncy
yeah.
of the Phillies.
Who knew?
Who knew that for 4 years?
The Phillies didn't, sadly.
The Phillies
yes,
did not.
Yes.
And I think Tim Kelly wrote it yesterday as like a trade option was Joey Manessas.
Oh, my God.
Like, wow. Like, what a world.
Jeez.
But I think he's like batting over 300 with like two homers.
Mm-hmm.
Just no homers.
No power. Year. Yeah.
Yeah. So either way, so I think they'll stay in it, but it is. This is going to be the offseason, or this is going to be the trade deadline. The Marsh trade was interesting, obviously. Ohapi and
yeah, for sure.
Moniak for Marsh and Noah Syndergaard, who's terrible
mm-hmm.
for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
what are you thinking? Is Andrew Freed cooked? Andrew Friedman?
I mean, yeah, I would say so, but then they're in first place again. They just find ways to win games.
I know.
Like all these dudes out there.
But he did sign Dylan Covey.
He did.
So maybe his eye is just lacking.
Yes, that's probably what it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know, I think this is the year that they do part with some of those guys, and they really try to make a big splash. And I know that people, I think, would be surprised at what they might have to give up for some of these guys. But if you look at how they're built and you look at what their window is, this is the time for them to win. This is Bryce Harper's prime. Like, I know that can sound a bit, you know, overreactionary to the moment, but this is your time to go for it.
It's not just Bryce Harper's prime. It's
all these guys.
Yes, they're over the tax. They're all that. Like from a team building perspective, like they are as all in as you can be on this group.
And maybe it's because I've just been only watching draft content all weekend long
uh-huh.
and getting myself mentally prepared and locked in,
buddy.
Which is of course what everyone
needs
right now.
Yeah, super important.
But I just think that they're going to be able to consistently find at least pitchers throughout the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a pretty good job of that. Obviously,
yeah.
We know about Painter, Abel, McGarry, but like Orion Kerkering is obviously
mm-hmm.
coming along. Like they've been able to find dudes that I think they'll be able to supplement it if they have to move on from some of these guys. So it's shout out to Brian Barber. I'm excited for Barber season. I'm so excited for Barber season, dude. I'm so like I kid you not, man. Like I was because I didn't really feel like watching Sopranos. This weekend with
mm-hmm.
with Walk,
mm-hmm.
All I done the last three mornings is just all draft all
oh
the time.
God.
Like it is, I'm so back. I'm so back. Because
I don't need to believe that because you're talking about you, so it's good.
I was off. Yeah. I was off my game.
Yeah,
you know, I was a little slow.
Yeah,
a little slow to the draft process.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Holy cow, do I need it to be July 9th?
Look at you.
Like it's just
so it's back further. It's usually June, right?
No, it's July now. Yeah,
it's July now.
Well, they do it with the All-Star game.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So even more time for you to get jacked up.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a long month for me.
I know.
I'm just letting you know. Like,
I can tell. Man.
It's gonna be
a
really long month.
It's like, not a surprise.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It kills my again. In the offseason, I'm happy they signed these guys.
Yep.
But when it becomes draft season,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have a second or fifth round pick,
mm-hmm,
and I have the
mm-hmm,
lowest
mm-hmm.
Cap or like slotted money, kills my soul a little bit.
I know it does.
But we'll find someone at 27. Don't you worry.
I was worried.
We will find
yeah.
someone.
Thanks. The we is important.
We.
It's good.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Cannot wait.
Good. All right. Back to, the Big League Ball Club.
Which is, I think, why people are mostly here. It's just hard to think about the Big League club when the 2026 draws are coming.
Look, they're not reeling you in with their play. They're not forcing you to pay
attention.
Saturday did. Let's get to the weekend and some of the things. So let's start with Wheeler, because I think Wheeler was, at least for me, the number one thing from the weekend. It was the most important thing in my mind that happened this weekend. He was Zach Wheeler. Like, for the first time this year, I knew the Houston start was really good, but that was against the best offense they've faced. 12 strikeouts, 8 shutout was just, he was dominant. What'd you see from Wheeler, and like how much, you know, because look, we had the Houston start and he looked way better than he had before, and then he kind of bounced back to the, you know, one tough inning and this and that. Like, how hopeful are you after Wheeler on Saturday? Was it one of those ones where you're like, oh, he's turned the corner, or are you, you need to see it a few more times?
So I think the fastball's turned the corner. I think that's been the big thing for him, even when he struggled the last little bit, is I think the fastball's had that Zach Wheeler kind of zip to it, which was not the case at the beginning of the year. So I think that's really important. I don't have the numbers on it, but it looked to me like he ditched the sweeper on Saturday and went more slider, mm-hmm. which is what he's thrown more of in his entire career. And maybe the sweeper is just something he doesn't want to throw.
Sure.
Which is fine. You know, I know it's the pitch that's... I still don't know the difference between that and a slurve. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got no idea, pal.
I don't know.
I always think it's weird that there's new pitches. It's like, okay, new pitch. But it's like we've got 170 years or whatever.
I know,
150
it's kind of exciting.
Years of, no, it's, yeah, sure.
Well, are you a fan of the Kodai Senga ghost fork?
Sure.
The ghost fork is on it. So his fastball is terrible, so they should be able to smoke his fastball.
So you can't throw the fork every pitch?
No, he cannot throw the ghost fork every pitch. But the ghost fork is, it's something.
I mean, it's a great name.
It is a great
ghost
name.
Ghost fork is a strong name.
So the gyro ball. Remember the gyro ball?
Oh, I remember the gyro. Sure.
Come on, Daisuke.
Yeah.
So I think the fastball is definitely which is good. God dang it. I got to stop saying it. But it's such a big part of my vocab.
Yeah, it's a hard
word. No one's quicker
word
to say
not to,
yeah. that we're BA.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's hard not to, you know. It's tough.
But you caught it there. It is funny that people listening are going to hear so many bleeps.
I know.
You know, so it's
so, especially for a show that is, you know, as we've discussed many times, we don't curse. You know, this has been debated hotly many times.
Yeah.
But like the idea that now we're adding bleeps to the pod for a just normal word that everyone can say.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Yep. So the fastball is clearly turned a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that him generating the swings and misses he did, him having 12 strikeouts is important because against the Diamondbacks, he struck out 3.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
And it was 1 through the first 5.
Yeah, I think he had 2 in that last inning pitch.
And two
in the 6. Or
2 in the 6. So that was interesting to me. And then the other interesting thing to me, and I wonder why this is happening, because it's so unmodern baseball-like, the fact that he stuck with Tyler Walker on Friday
night. Oh, my goodness. It's been shocking.
And Wheeler, he let him go in.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, what a crazy concept.
I mean, look, he needs to. This bullpen has been very beaten down over the first 2 months of the season. But I'm surprised. And we've talked about it a bit as it's happened, here and there. And look, I mean, do you think the World Series played a role? I mean, do you think he looks back at that and says, maybe I'm a little more careful when my starters give him more of a chance to pitch? I think it's a bullpen thing more than anything. But it is... You know, look, that was the number one decision that he made last year that went wrong, and you know he's trusting his guys more this year. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, and so my thing with Thompson is that I think he's a smart baseball man, and I like him, but I think that at some points he gets too wrapped up in the numbers, you know, and I think he's he is a smart enough baseball guy. Just trust your eyes, and if Zach Wheeler's on a roll.
Just let him go.
Let him go be Zach
Wheeler.
Let
him go.
You know, you don't have that every game. You don't need to go and rush and get the bullpen in there. Trust your studs. And ultimately, they'll trust you more if you give them a longer leash. So it's weird. And I know it shouldn't be weird because it's how we've watched the game our entire
whole lives prior to, yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, the eighth is a starter?
Whoa.
Is this allowed? It's allowed. So I think Wheeler has definitely, he's been turning a corner. And I thought that Saturday was kind of like the bleep it, I'm arrived.
All right, flip side of the coin, because we went into the series saying, hey, future potential $200 million guy.
Yeah, go do your
job. Coming
off
the biggest win of the season, going into Atlanta for the first time all year, the biggest game of the year, whatever you want to say. We're like, this is it. This is why you get $200 million if you get it. It was. Your thoughts?
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think he did it on Thursday?
I don't think he lived up to the moment. I'll say. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, it was. Is vintage.
Yeah, it was. It was as classic Aaron Nola as you get. It was like so on brand for that guy.
Yep. So, you know, the shame of it is that, you know, the fastball velocity has been ticking back up. I think the command's been a little bit better. Seems like something with him at Truist. I mean, his ERA heading into the game was 4.2. Obviously, it's got to be in the 4.5s now, I would think. Just doesn't pitch well there. Like, it's not a place where he goes and totally thrives. It's funny because at home against the Braves, he's very good.
Yeah.
But in Atlanta, it's just not a good place for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to kill him too much because I think the start against the Cubs is really good.
It was.
It was just like, there it is. Yeah. Like, and that's a game that you look back on with the Covey start that they should have won.
Yep.
Obviously, and then
they battled. Like they went down, they fought back, and
it felt like a playoff game.
The bullpen gave it away. You know,
it felt like a playoff game.
It did.
So you know that was fun to experience again.
It was awesome.
It was also like I've seen that before. I've seen that loss at Truist Park a million times. It was vintage. So I'm not gonna kill him. I think he's more turned a positive turn here, and I think he'll bounce back against the Mets this week. So I'm not too down on him. It was obviously annoying. They should have taken 3 of 4, but I think the bigger takeaway from that night, and really the at-bats most of the series, is that they are putting together more competitive at-bats. They're not just giving a lot of them away. And, you know, Saturday obviously was a tight game, but still I thought they did some good things.
Mm-hmm.
A couple bases loaded situations that didn't go their way. Sunday night just like got out of hand. Whatever.
Yeah, it was over in the first bottom of the first.
But I mean, even like, you know, the Marshy home run. And,
yeah, and Schwarber hit one. And Schwarber almost had two.
Should have had two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And had they kept that game close, I'm sure they would have been more locked in late.
I agree.
But Thursday and Friday, I just thought their at-bats were really high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things that I need to see more of is this whole like, oh my gosh, like the chasing and the first pitch swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can someone go up there with a plan of attack? I mean, holy cow. It's been atrocious.
Yeah.
So there's little things that are looking and moving this thing in the right direction.
Yeah. Look, I came out of the weekend feeling better rather than worse about the Phillies going in. You know,
For the fifth starter spot.
Except for the fifth starter spot. And that is a massive issue. I will say, though, with the bats, and I did agree there were better bats, but look, and we've talked about it, and you said before, obviously, they need their top four starters to be better and be more consistent. You know, obviously, Ranger hasn't been good at all yet since he's been back. But, you know, ultimately, you know, until they make a trade for a fifth starter, the offense has to do more. I mean, these guys have to win some games. They have to kind of carry this team a little bit at times, and we have not seen that. You know, we have not seen the offense really kind of put this team on their back for a two-week stretch and just go out and put up a bunch of runs night after night. We've yet to see the offense find its groove.
Well, and that's what carried them in the heyday.
Yeah.
I mean, 08-09, it's not like, I mean, we know how 09 Hamels was.
Yeah.
And it was like they would have like a 20. I feel like whenever they went to St. Louis, it was like, oh, here comes like 20 plus runs, and Ryan Howard's going to go nuclear and be awesome. But yeah, that is something that carried them a lot during the heyday, was obviously a high-powered offense that can go out and just kind of win them some ball games.
Yeah.
They've been far too inconsistent. It's been a lot of strikeouts, and especially for an offense as loaded as they are on paper. I do think that I feel like Bryce is about to go on one of those kind of runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they need, you know, as like a spark, is like, okay, well, Bryce is back. He can kind of, like, let's just rally around him. And I thought you saw that a couple times down, mm-hmm. down in Atlanta over the weekend. So,
that's why that you know was so frustrating on Thursday. It's that homer. It's like that's a moment right there.
Yep.
Like he was like right back.
It was also a moment last year in Atlanta, and then they brought in.
Yes, you're
Nick
right.
Nelson.
That was the Nick Nelson. Yep.
It was the exact same.
You're right. Really good point.
It was the exact same situation.
Yeah.
And the nice part about the offense right now is that I think Stotty is getting back to feeling more comfortable. I don't think you need that was more in a context. I didn't say he is.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. No, I mean, the word is a word that can be used in sentences.
Yes.
You know, it's just not in a particular context.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I think Bryson Stott has looked more comfortable. Trey Turner feels like he has turned a little bit of a corner here. Harper's been great. Castellanos, like every time I'm like, oh no, he's starting to chase again. He'll like rip a ball off the wall.
Yeah, and he'll hold. Like you could see him wanting to swing at a pitch and then he stops himself. Like,
oh, Nicky.
Nicky
Jack
swing.
I'm so proud of you.
He's been really good, though.
Need some homers.
Some power. But he is, you know, at least putting the bat on the ball consistently.
He's tied for the most doubles in the NL right now.
Yeah, he's been great with the doubles. He had a triple.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
I wish I had bet on that.
Imagine that. That could have been the cycle day.
It could have been.
Castellanos.
Can you imagine if Castellanos was the guy who finally did it?
I would be happy.
Of course you would.
Be happy.
You'd be happy if it's anybody.
Well, if it was Dylan Covey, I probably wouldn't be happy if Dylan Covey hit the cycle. Who would I? Nah.
Is there a Philly that you? Well, because like it's obviously against David Bell, but is there one where you wouldn't be like that excited?
Like
about it?
In the back in the day or on this?
No, now this team.
No.
We already got the one in back in the day. It happened. It's
no,
David
I know.
Bell.
But then I started thinking about Wes Helms, and I was like, if Wes Helms did it, I also would have been upset.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's right.
I have a personal vendetta against Philly's third baseman, like. They're all my least favorite. David Bell's my least favorite. Wes Helms is my least favorite. I love Pedro Feliz, so
who
like
didn't?
Whatever.
I mean,
Polanco, you know. I was a fan of.
Yeah,
I hated Ashy.
Michael Franco.
See, my problem is that I thought about Michael Franco against the Yankees for like 4 years,
mm-hmm. and just held on to that.
Well, and what killed me is I really thought he was the next Beltre.
Mm-hmm.
Like all
he
the,
was not.
The, yeah, believe it or not, yeah. No. It's like he was a power hitting third baseman, yeah, with great defense, and I was like, we got our own stud. So, but yes, a personal vendetta against Philly's third baseman is what I am. And who's the other one? Oh, well, either way. It was in the Wes Helms time.
Mm-hmm.
The post-Roland. Anyway, I totally forget where I was going.
I don't remember. Castellanos.
Okay, so yeah. So Schwarber, I think he's actually looked good recently.
It's May 30th, so we're all right.
It's May 30th. Yeah. And, I mean, I was there the last 8 days. He's doing a lot.
Better bets.
JT, I don't know. I never really worry about JT. It's just like there's some times where he goes through these periods where it feels like he's always up in a spot with bases loaded. And it's just like at this point he's not coming through with this.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel it in my bones. So whatever. They'll keep hitting him six, it's fine. Boom, I think is the hamstring injury, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Concerning.
It is a little bit concerning.
Just cause again with this team.
But then we're gonna play Sosa and Clemens.
Well, that's what I mean. Like this team is down to those guys. You know, like we have used up all our extra health, so to speak. You know, all the guys that you know, like again, that's why losing Reese, we talked about. It's like, yeah, they can piece it together and maybe Derek Hall and this can like be an amalgamation of Reese, but like you're down to the next guys. It's like every guy who gets hurt, then you keep going down. At a certain point, you know, like Cody Clemens playing every single day. You know, that's when you get into a problem. So, yeah, they can't afford corner infield injuries right now. That's
no.
For sure.
Now, there is, both Luke Voit and Jesus Aguilar mm-hmm. were released on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Voit, no homers this year. So, that's not a great
maybe not
sign.
Working out for Luke Voit.
Maybe
yeah.
It's not working out for Luke Voit. Aguilar is at least crushing lefties.
Yeah.
So
always does.
Yeah. So, sure. I don't know. I don't know. If they lose Bohm, maybe. I mean,
that might have to. They might have to. Yes. Do so. Yeah, I agree.
So, and then Marsh is clearly, he is clearly.
Oh, he's been great.
The chiropractor that fixed his bleep is is clearly helped this team out a lot.
Big
I mean,
time.
He's back to like, he's hitting the baseball hard again.
Yeah.
Which is good to see. And, you know, I just, he is clearly, you know,
Homer off Strider. I mean, that was great.
And he's good. He's good. So there's a lot of good pieces here besides the fifth starter.
Yeah, which is a disaster. If you had to, okay, actually, I'm going to ask you a question 1 second, then we'll get to take back. First, real quick.
Yes.
They're back. Thank goodness.
Who?
Shout out to Miller Lite, of course, pod presented by Miller Lite.
Do we have to bleep that?
No. This is acceptable in this case. We're talking about Miller Lite, not the Phillies. Miller Lite. It's okay because they come through when we say things.
Okay.
You know, like if we say Miller Lite's back, guess what? Miller Lite's actually back. And it's not like, oh, you know, the Phillies are bleep. They're not actually bleep. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Miller Lite is actually back. And the Miller Lite account of the week is back.
Oh, look
at this. Thrilling stuff this week. The Blue Dog Pub. Today's Miller Lite Bar of the Week is the Blue Dog Pub in Lansdale, where you can watch all Phillies games with a $2.99 Miller Lite Draft Special. It's a great deal. Just go to bluedogpub.com. Shout out to Blue Dog Pub. Shout out to Miller Lite. We love it. The Miller Lite Bar of the Week is back. We're thrilled about it. And, of course, we're thrilled about Miller Lite, who never lets us down, unlike the Phillies, who, you know, often.
Last time?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's been known to happen.
Well, not last year.
No, that's true. You're right. That 1 year was really special. They didn't let us down. You know who didn't let me down? Walker. I met him on, what a little guy, man.
He is a little
adorable.
Guy.
We had fun. We hung out in Westchester on Saturday after the show. Couple little families just walking around. It's like the American dream right there.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
It was adorable.
By the way, May is flying up, my favorite months.
May's strong.
May's heating up right now.
Yeah, May is heat. You're right.
Is
literally
May back?
And figuratively. I don't know if it left.
The only May left? I was never a huge May guy. Mm-hmm. I think I took May for granted.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's every morning is like 55, which
it's been
perfect.
Like 50 to 80, like every day, yeah. Like the lows and highs, been beautiful.
It's, I mean, this is what living in San Diego must feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, similar, yeah.
Philadelphia, San Diego?
It's the right idea, yeah, sure. This is as close as we'll get.
Is Philadelphia the new San Diego?
Probably.
Probably not.
No.
But yeah, so like, it's just, I've become a big fan of May.
Yeah.
Might be working in my top 5 months.
I like the, top five there.
I know, a big top 5 months. I think it goes, I think my top 5 months are, obviously, September.
Of course.
October.
Mm-hmm.
I put March in there.
Because your birthday's there, I get it.
Of course. May, and then like December?
It's a good list. Yeah, it could be December. It's just so much time off.
Yeah.
Holidays.
Football.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's my top 5 months.
Pretty good list right there, buddy.
It's this strong.
I like that list.
Good luck. Good luck knocking off one of those.
Yeah. I think it's unassailable.
Yeah, June's pretty good. But
June's pretty good.
May. April's also all right, but I feel like it always rains a lot. And it's still a little cold. Like, yeah. this is
so
a
is
cold
March,
April.
But you know, birthday.
Yeah, but there's also the Hope Springs Eternal.
Tournament. It's fun.
Tourney.
Yep.
Spring training baseball.
That's true. Spring training baseball. Yeah. But April has, you know, first like month of baseball, which is great too.
It is. But also the lead up to baseball is also just different.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Spring training, getting go down there.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right. So shout out to Blue Dog Pub. Shout out to Miller Lite. Take back coming up in one sec. Question on the fifth starter thing, because we were just talking about it one more time. It's like, it is the one issue. Do you expect... I know there's a lot of like moving parts to this and teams being willing and prices and all that, but do you expect, for trade deadline purposes, let's say the end of July, if it's July 25th, whatever, do you expect them to wait till the end of July to make a trade?
No. I think they'll make a trade as soon as they can.
Nice.
Like, I just think.
As soon as there's a deal that they can make that's like not getting completely taken advantage of, they'll do it.
Yeah. I think that's what, because I think they're desperate. And
they should.
They know that this is their time as well. So, yeah, I just I think that when they can, they will. The Jay Bruce trade was early June. I don't think they'll be able to do that. And I guess it comes down to the one thing that's interesting about that is, like, what is your cutoff point for the talent you're bringing back to that might take you out of a possible trade at the end of July? You know what I mean?
Say it again.
So, like, what is interesting is, like, what's the cutoff point for the level of talent you are trading for now that could possibly take you out of going after a stud?
I get you. Well, I think it all depends on what you have to give up, right? It's all about your resources you have to give out.
Yeah.
You know?
And what's tough about this trade deadline is that, like, last year, even though they tried to say they were untouchable, everyone knew they were going to trade Ben Brown and Logan
Ohnmacher. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Like, it was like,
hell yeah.
Cute attempt, right? Like, cute that you're not, mm-hmm. they're untouchable. Why?
Yeah.
But they don't really have that this year. They've
got the three high-end guys, and then it's like a big gap.
And all of their prospects that I think people believe in are just young and young. Not household names yet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. Like, I don't know if they can pull off the Ben Brown for David Robertson trade this year, because mm-hmm. I don't know if they have that kind of guy. I think it's just going to be a big swing by having to use one of the young prospects. So, yeah, it's going to be you know, I kind of can't wait.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I like to see Dombrowski now. He's been here for a couple of years. Farm system's starting to percolate mm-hmm. a little bit. You know, what can he go do to put this team in championship contention
again?
Yeah,
I'm right there with you. I'm excited about it. And then on top of that, just the fact that they need a fifth starter, but the sooner the better. Right, like that, you know. Look, this is going to be a tight playoff race for those wild cards. I think they're fine, but there's a lot of teams that are in it right now. Like, get as many games with your new fifth starter as you can. You know what I mean? Like, get as many extra starts from that pitcher and then less from the hodgepodge of guys they've had to use. Like, it matters.
But until then, bring up Griff.
Griff.
Just bring up Griff.
Yeah.
Bring up Griff, see what he's got, and maybe he's Spencer Strider. How's that? How's that for a nice light comp at the end of the day?
Sure. Well, no pressure, Griff.
No pressure. Just come up and be the next Doc Gooden.
God darn it.
I know. He is.
It's so frustrating.
Although, I mean, Marshy took him deep. And
sure. Yeah. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He's small and throws hard.
I like that. Yeah, he's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good.
How's that for a spin zone?
Yeah, it's good.
How's that for
spun it well.
Yeah, no problem, man. That's what I do well.
You do it great, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How many Cy Youngs does he win before he falls apart? I'm just wondering.
Do I need to say that he's back?
Yeah.
Well, did Spencer Strider ever leave? I guess is the other question.
No. Well, I guess the playoffs start. Remember that?
Yeah, I guess he left for a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, more the manager's fault, but, you know, we'll take it.
We got to be pitching a hurt Spencer Strider in the playoffs is not the smartest idea.
No.
No? Okay, good. I want to make sure that we're all on top of that.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
What do I got? That's a good question.
I know.
I don't really have much besides, do you think that Dylan Covey gets a ring when they win the pennant or they win the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about thinking. It's about the way this works. Yeah, he does.
Can they not, though?
Ask Adam Eaton.
Can he not get
one? Hey, Adam, if you don't contribute at all and actually hurt a team, do you think you still should get a ring?
Well, at least Adam Eaton, I mean, did win a game for that team, right?
It's true. I mean, Dylan Covey, they didn't win the game. Dylan Covey gave him six strong in his last
outing. Lost.
I know.
But they lost.
I know.
So it seems like a big flaw in your argument.
Hey, buddy.
I didn't know you're such a big Dylan Covey guy.
Look, if it were up to me, Dylan Covey would not get a ring. All right? If that makes you feel any better. Good. If I'm in charge of who gets the rings.
Who's more deserving of getting a ring? Dylan Covey or Britton Covey if the Phillies win the pennant?
Oh, Britton, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
How could they do without that guy?
Yeah, totally. Shout out to Roots Cafe.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, we had the best time. Shout out to Roots Cafe. Dan was awesome. We had the best time there. And it gave me some hot sauce to take home. It was phenomenal.
Big
I
hot
checked
sauce
it out.
Guy.
I think it was the Delco hot sauce. Phenomenal stuff. Big hot sauce guy.
Yeah, I'm a buffalo sauce guy.
Of course you are.
I can't do real hot sauce.
Oh, buddy. You are missing out.
Then my mouth's just
love it.
I like buffalo sauce. That's about my cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get crazy with the wings.
Really?
No, I just like the plain old mild wing.
Of course you do.
And I prefer boneless.
Oh,
way less work.
They're not wings. That's not a wing. It's a chicken finger.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay.
No,
as long as you accept that, that's fine. They're very good. It's just a different thing. It's not a wing. It's just a different food.
It is, but it's a less work.
It is less work. I strongly prefer actual wings, but I get your point. It is less
just,
work.
Just, you know, take it, dunk it.
And not surprised by that.
No, I don't want to work for my food.
Letting people into, you know, who Jack Fritz is.
Yes, I enjoy.
Taking us deep.
I enjoy the boneless wing. And then obviously I can't get out of here without a little bit of
Oh my God.
Just a little bit of draft
dog.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it's a tiny take back. You've kind of been dropping the ball with the take back.
I don't have
lately.
Much.
Well, that's why I'm usually like, all right, this is the right time to send a take back. It's like 20 minutes of take back. And it's like, oh, I got nothing. It's like, okay, what happened? Yeah, a little disappointing. I'm just saying. I mean, we keep it real here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to lie to the High Ups listeners.
Kimbrel got number 400 in Atlanta. I was like, I'm happy. He got it.
Uh-huh.
Just felt like he was trying to make a big deal out of, I don't know. They're trying to set up like it was a final out of a World Series.
Dude, I know. Mariano Rivera got over 600, all right? Like, relax. I know it's only eight guys and it's, you know, whatever. Like, nice job. It's an impressive accomplishment. But, like, yes, he did not just win the freaking World Series, all right? He gets 400 saves.
Yeah. Although I will say, the video of Schwarber giving it, like, the toast to Craig Kimbrel. Now, ultimately, they lost on Sunday, but I had visions of
that leading
that turns around the season. I was like,
we're kings of trying to find things to turn around the season because even the obvious ones don't seem to do it.
No.
So.
Although last year we were kind of right.
We were
the firing of Girardi was going to turn around the season.
Yeah.
But the Kyle Schwarber like the speech and it's just like that's kind of why he's here and. Hopefully this June thing is coming, but the average obviously annoys people and I get it, but he's walking a lot.
Yeah, his on base is like 320 or whatever it is. It's somewhere in that range,
and
right?
And when you're batting 167,
it's hard. Having you're really getting on base.
Having an on base percentage, like I think it's 330.
I think it's somewhere in there. I haven't looked in a couple of days, but I know it's somewhere in that range.
So if he was batting 220,
imagine batting 220, of like a 400 on base percentage.
Yeah, what a monster.
I love this. So it's a great take.
Well, at least he's getting on base and he's hitting home runs.
And look, more than anything for this specific team, let me tell you, a guy who hits home runs, way more important than a guy who's going to bat 300. Like, they need power. This team has no power. Like, so little power comparative to what we need, compared to what we expected. So, I mean, Schwarber is super valuable for this team.
Well, and again, a walk's the same thing as a hit.
Dude, I keep getting fighting DeCamera about this because he keeps, you know, going. He's not that good last year. I'm like, he won a Silver Slugger Award, okay? Like, I know that he batted 212. He led the National League in home runs. Do you understand how valuable that is? Like, do you understand, especially in today's game, or at least prior to this season, where, like, the cumulative average across the league is lower. It's not the old days anymore. Anyway.
It's fair. Like, just, he's fine.
He's fine. He's the least of our problems. All right.
Although, there are times where it's like, can you mix in a single?
You know what it is. It's like, bro, don't say before the season you're going to start hitting like, oh, shift, I'm going to take advantage of that, put the ball in play. Just don't lie to us. Like, it's fine. I don't care. Do your thing. But, like, don't be like, oh, get ready, spraying it all over the field this year. Yeah. No, you're not. You're just hitting home runs to right field. That's it.
Going
to
be a big doubles guy?
Yeah.
And I think this is, I'm just calling my shot right now. I think this is the start that Ranger.
Oh!
We get the real Ranger Suarez.
I like this!
Yeah, we're getting the real Ranger Suarez
tonight.
Okay,
good.
I want to prepare everyone.
Good.
He's going to be good tonight.
Spring training over, season starting.
Yep. Kodai Senga versus Ranger tonight, mm-hmm. which will be fun. The Ghost Fork, watch out for that.
Yep.
Nola Carrasco tomorrow.
Love this. So you're just like going off like the schedule now, and it's good. I like this. You know,
well, I want to preview the Mets series, James.
It's a good series,
man. It's a big series going up.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, and I'm just trying to
find facing his former team.
Revenge
on
spot.
Thursday, big one.
Revenge spot against Max Cook Scherzer.
Yep.
So, you know, listen, go up there. Do you hate the Mets or the Braves more?
Mets. So I
hate the players more than the Mets.
I just historically I hate the Mets more, which is funny because the Braves were way better when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. I don't know. I hate the Mets.
It's Nimmo.
And I think it's I just know so many Mets fans. And they're so annoying and like all that. Like, I think it's just I have a connection to it more. But look, we should hate the Braves more. The Braves are absolutely a better organization, a better team. They're much more of a challenge for the Phillies on a year-to-year basis for like the last 40 years or whatever. So, yeah, I think we probably should hate the Braves more.
Yeah.
30 years.
But big counterpoint to that, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, dude. I can't stand. He's been awesome.
I know.
All he's doing
I think
is
he's
just
on pace for 61.
He's got like 18 homers or something.
19.
Is it 19 now? God.
He's on pace for 61.
God, I can't stand that guy.
I know.
I hate him.
I know.
He's just such a loser.
Yeah. Massive loser. So we'll get that for the next 3 days.
I like it. Do you want to do your draft thing?
No, I already did it.
Look at you.
I'm excited. I think they're going to take a prep shortstop.
Okay. Well, good. We need bats.
Sure. It is time to take a bat.
Time to take a bat.
Unless Hurston Waldrep's there.
What a name, Hurston.
Hurston. Yeah.
I like it. All right. We'll be back later in this week. Unless they get swept in New York. We all know how this works.
Yeah.
Don't expect us to be there Thursday at 4 o'clock. If they get swept in New York, it's not going to happen.
When the vibes are down, we're not here.
It's just analytics, man. We just follow the analytics. All right. You got any final thoughts? You never have final thoughts. I don't even know why I ask you.
Phils.
What a great final thought. Nailed it. All right. We'll be back later. He's Ritz and Salter.